Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in your OCR GCSE music course, melody. Whether you're revising for your listening exam, working on your composition, or preparing to perform, understanding melody deeply will earn you marks right across the board. Melody appears in every single area of study, from Western classical music to world music, from the concerto to film music. So this is absolutely essential knowledge. In the next 10 minutes, I'm going to walk you through the core concepts you need to know, share some really targeted exam tips, test you with a quickfire quiz, and leave you with a clear summary to take away. Grab a pen, you might want to jot a few things down. Let's go. So, what actually is melody? At its most basic, a melody is a sequence of single notes that form a recognizable musical line. But for your GCSE exam, you need to go much further than that definition. You need to be able to describe how a melody is constructed, what devices the composer uses, and why those choices create a particular effect. Let's start with melodic contour. That's the shape of the melody. Is it ascending, climbing upwards? Is it descending, falling down? Is it an arch shape, rising then falling? Or is it static, staying on the same note? In your listening exam, you'll often be asked to describe the contour, and this is a really easy way to pick up marks as long as you use the correct terminology. Now, one of the most important distinctions you need to make is between conjunct and disjunct movement. Conjunct, or stepwise movement, means the melody moves by steps, by adjacent notes. Think of a smooth, flowing melody like a lullaby. Disjunct movement means the melody leaps. It jumps over notes, creating a more dramatic or angular feel. Be careful here. Conjunct movement is not the same as chromatic movement. Chromatic means using semitones, notes that are outside the main key. Candidates lose marks every year by confusing these two. Stepwise movement can be diatonic, staying within the key, whereas chromatic movement specifically uses those extra semitones. Let's talk about intervals. An interval is the distance between two notes. In your exam, you'll be expected to name intervals precisely, not just a big jump, but a perfect fifth, a major third, a minor sixth. The examiners are very clear, vague descriptions of distance will not be credited. You need the exact name. So make sure you can orally identify the sound of a perfect fourth versus a perfect fifth. These come up constantly, especially in Area of Study 2, the concerto through time. Here's a quick memory trick for intervals. Think of famous songs. A perfect fourth sounds like the opening of Here Comes the Bride. A perfect fifth sounds like the opening of the Star Wars theme. A major sixth is the opening of My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. These aural anchors are incredibly helpful in the listening exam. Now let's move on to melodic devices, and this is where it gets really interesting. There are several key devices you must know. First, the sequence. A sequence is when a melodic fragment is repeated, but starting on a different pitch, either higher or lower. It might ascend step by step or descend. Sequences are used to create momentum and development. You'll hear them all the time in Baroque and classical music. Second, inversion. An inversion flips the melodic contour upside down. If the original melody goes up by a third, the inversion goes down by a third. Composers like Bach use this constantly in Fugue. Third, ostinato. This is a short pattern, melodic, rhythmic, or harmonic, that repeats persistently throughout a section. You'll encounter ostinato in world music, especially in Area of Study 3. Fourth, the leitmotif. This is a recurring melodic theme associated with a specific character, place, or idea. It's absolutely central to Area of Study 4, film music. Think of John Williams. Every character in Star Wars has a leitmotif. When you analyze film music, always ask, is this melody functioning as a leitmotif? Does it return when a particular character appears? Fifth, ornamentation. This refers to decorative notes added to the main melody, trills, turns, mordants, grace notes. In Baroque music, ornamentation is extremely common. In world music, you'll encounter different types of ornamentation, such as pitch bending and glissando, a slide between notes. Be precise about which type of ornamentation you're describing. Sixth, chromaticism. Using notes outside the key signature, often semitone movements, to add tension, color, or instability. Chromaticism became increasingly common through the Romantic period and into the 20th century. Now, two more terms you absolutely must know for your exam, syllabic and melismatic. These describe how melody relates to text in vocal music. Syllabic means one note per syllable of text. clear, direct, easy to understand the words. Melismatic means multiple notes sung on a single syllable. Think of gospel music or Gregorian chant, where a single vowel is stretched across a long, flowing phrase. In comparison questions, examiners love asking you to contrast these two approaches. The model answer structure is extract A uses a syllabic setting, whereas extract B is melismatic. That contrast structure, using the word whereas, is exactly what earns you marks. Right, let's talk exam strategy. This is where you can really pull ahead. Tip number one, always respond to the command word. If the question says, describe the melody, you must describe its features, its contour, its movement, its devices. Do not describe the instrument playing it. Candidates lose marks every single year by writing things like, the violin plays the melody smoothly. That tells the examiner nothing about the melody itself. Instead, write, the melody is predominantly conjunct, moving by step in a descending sequence, creating a sense of calm resolution. Tip number two, for melodic dictation tasks, use the look, listen, write method. First, look at the rhythm. Tap it out, notate the rhythm before you worry about pitch. Second, listen for the contour. Sketch the shape of the melody, going up or down. Third, refine the specific pitches. Marks are awarded for correct melodic contour, even if your exact intervals are slightly off, so always get the shape right first. Tip number three, always check the key signature before you write any notes in a dictation task. Failing to observe the key signature, forgetting to add sharps or flats, is one of the most common and most avoidable errors. Look at the key signature, write it down, then start notating. Tip number four, in Area of Study 3, Rhythms of the World, be precise about the difference between improvisation and ornamentation. Improvisation means the performer is making up new melodic material spontaneously. Ornamentation means they are decorating an existing melody with specific techniques like pitch bending or vibrato. These are not the same thing, and using the wrong term will cost you marks. Tip number five, link your melodic analysis to effect. Don't just identify a device, explain why the composer used it. The ascending sequence creates a sense of growing excitement and tension. The chromaticism introduces instability, reflecting the character's fear. That kind of analytical language, device plus effect, is what separates a grade 7 answer from a grade 4. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the term for melodic movement by step between adjacent notes, conjunct or stepwise? Question 2. A melody is repeated at a higher pitch level. What is this device called? A sequence. Question 3. What does melismatic mean? Multiple notes sung on a single syllable. Question 4. Name the melodic device associated with a specific character in film music, a leitmotif. Question 5. In melodic dictation, what should you notate first, rhythm or pitch? Rhythm first. Question 6. What is the interval between C and G? A perfect fifth. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. Melody is examined across all 4 areas of study in OCR GCSE music, so this knowledge is transferable everywhere. The big vocabulary you must own: conjunct, disjunct, chromatic, sequence, inversion, ostinato, leitmotif, ornamentation, syllabic, melismatic, contour, interval. Always name intervals precisely. Perfect fifth, major third, never just a big jump. In dictation, rhythm first, contour second, pitch third. When describing melody, device plus effect. Always explain why. And remember, the examiner is looking for musical language, not emotional language. The melody feels happy, earns nothing. The melody is predominantly diatonic, moving in a rising sequence with a major tonality, creating a bright, optimistic character that earns marks. You've got this. Keep revising, keep listening actively, and good luck in your exam. See you next time.